https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-cascade-aids-project-rv1583498.htm. July 10, 2017. Cascade AIDS Project Logo. Review. Current employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Approves of CEO. I have been working at Cascade AIDS Project part-time. Pros. The volunteers are amazing, as are the frontline staff who work for the organization. Cons. Communication going downstream from the top are not good. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-cascade-aids-project-rvw804-1978.htm. September 22, 2015. Helpful, 4. Cascade AIDS Project Logo. Disappointment and mendacity. Former employee, not safe to disclose in Portland, OR. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Disapproves of CEO. I worked at Cascade AIDS Project full-time, more than a year. Pros. The community members living with HIV are some of the most dynamic and resilient people you may ever meet. Working with those who are still suffering profoundly impacts you deeply and personally. CAP has a mostly young vibe and the work is interesting due to its complex nature. Downtown location is convenient. Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict-avoidant to the point of dysfunction and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, Black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve. Advice to management. Stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders, or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public health care model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative white middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike.